We're a small rural North Carolina school that this is the biggest event in the whole county in that spot. And so when those people come back and they're able to be a part of a winning program and a winning team in that spot, that's good for everybody in that spot. And so it was good for us to be able to get our first CAA win. We've had some tough ones on this year already in that piece. So it was really good to get a win. We started fast, which really helped us, and we're excited to be able to see that.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Sincere Brown, 64-yard touchdown pass or touchdown catch to give you that fast start when you're trying to, when you've lost a few and you're trying to build some momentum on homecoming. How much did that start help you?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at us throughout the whole course of the year, the first quarter, we hadn't won the first quarter very often in football games. And so for us to be able to hop out 14-0 lead in the first quarter and really play a really complete first quarter was really big for us. We haven't done that this year in that spot. And so it's good to be able to see that piece. We knew explosives were going to be a part of it. That's kind of who our offense is in a lot of spots is we've got some tools. And when those tools are clicking, they make some other things better. It was great to see Sincere continue to do what he does. Does it every week. It's a credit to him, credit to our quarterback, Chad Masco, getting him the football, and then also Matt Kubik getting him in operations and situations that he can make those plays.
Obviously, as you've touched on, Sincere's had some big games all year long, and he's got to be high on the list of guys to stop on your team, yet week after week he's able to do it. How has he been able to continue to put up those numbers being a marked man?
Yeah, that's a great piece. You know, you're always chasing ghosts every day this time of the year. Like, so what are they going to do to take him away? What are they going to do to take this away? And the thing I think he's done a really good job of, he's continued to work hard and continue to make different kind of catches. You know, early in the year, if you remember, he was catching a lot of 50-50 balls, right? At the end of routes, and we're getting some PIs at the end of the year. And then now he's starting to just get in different ways. I think Matt Kubik, our offensive coordinator, has done a great job of moving him around. Making him kind of hard to find. We're predictable. You can't see. He's always going to be here. He's always going to be there. And this is the type of ball that he's catching. You know, I think Sincere's proven that he can catch them all. He can catch screens and go to the houses. He's caught slants. He's caught comebacks, and he's caught fade balls. And so I think that's just a tribute to his complete game that he has as a football player.
You mentioned Chad. He got banged up in the game and had to leave. What is his status going forward? And then Mike Chandler, I thought, played off well for you to finish that one out. Just talk about Mike's effort as well.
Yeah, Chad's going to be fine. You know, it was more muscular than anything in that piece. And just we wanted to make sure he was in a good place to finish the year. We expect him to be ready to go and continue to push forward in this piece. And then, you know, like you said, Mike, I mean, the great thing about the two quarterback system, we've talked about that a couple times this year, not necessarily ideal. I guess one of the situations that it is ideal is that he's been getting those snaps and he's been getting those reps. So when his opportunity comes along, it wasn't a, hey, you got to get used to the tempo, the speed of the game. Mike's been doing that piece. And so thought Mike did a great job. I think our team has a lot of confidence in Mike and his ability as well. And so, you know, probably Rob, for the first time, that's been a really positive thing to be able to have those guys interchangeable in that spot.
Defensively, you hold A&T to 7 points and 312 yards in the game. What did you like about the way those guys played?
Yeah, I thought our defense did a great job. I think we held them to 92 yards rushing. We felt like they had a really good rushing attack, and that's something that we had to be able to stop. To be honest with you, we've struggled a little bit against the run this year in those spots. And so for us to be able to, against a good A&T team at home, to be able to come in and hold somebody under 100 yards rushing, that's a huge response for us. And when you're building a program, you know, you're looking for those responses to those tough situations. And it was really good to see our guys – stopped the run in that spot. And I thought we did a good job. We got some pressure on the quarterback, which allowed, you know, two interceptions that get takeaways in that piece. And those kind of things go together where it's not predictable in that spot. I thought our defensive coaches did a great job. I thought our players played hard. They ran to the football really well. All those things that we got to continue to be able to do. It's just really good to see it when things haven't always gone our way. And they're still fighting in those spots and they're still getting better in those opportunities.
Yeah, what did you see? The game gets to 14-7 there in the fourth quarter, and the fact that you guys were able to pick off a couple passes to stop A&T drives. What were you able to do well in the secondary? What did you see on a two pick?
Yeah, I mean, I thought our kids did a great job. You know, we're in zone coverages in those spots, and the zones usually give you a better opportunity to get interceptions because you got eyes on the quarterback. Man, it's a little harder because you got guys on your man in that spot. And so we haven't been as successful working on some zones, and so it's good to see us be able to run some zone coverages. to be able to give a different look on that piece. I think it also shows a lot about our kids and a lot about our program that it gets to 14-7 in the fourth quarter because we've been in so many close ball games in the fourth quarter. I don't think our kids panicked in that spot. We just hadn't been always the one up by scores in the fourth quarter, and that's why we've been tied or behind. But so it's fun to see them respond to the other piece of it. And so when you look at how the season's gone and how it's worked through it, and we've been in a lot of scenarios in these first games that we've had, these first eight games, and it's really exciting to see how we can continue to grow these last four games.
Want to switch back over to the offense. That with Sincere's big day, it's easy to get to kind of lose the fact that you guys ran for 167. I know that
Right.
that was maybe something that you'd like to get the numbers a little better. JJ Cowan leading the way with 74 yards on the ground. How big was it to be able to get your running game going?
Huge, right? I mean, this is CAA football. You got to be able to run the football to be able to have a chance to win. I think we rushed for 4.9 yards a rush. So it was exciting to see that. JJ's doing a great job. Mark Biggins back in the lineup, being out for so many weeks with his hand, was really good to see him. There's not a whole lot of fresh legs week nine of a season, but it was good to see Mark's run around in that piece. I think everybody got better. They got to see him out there, and he kind of gave us a jolt to the arm, which is really big. I thought our offensive line did a great job being physical. Being able to come off the football. And that's just the growth and development. It's just exciting to see. Like, we've gotten so much better from week one to week eight in this spot. And I think we got a lot of room we still can continue to get better at.
Let's look ahead to Saturday. Short trip for your team up to Elon as you've started to study the Phoenix. What are some of the challenges they present for you?
Yeah, I mean, they're a program. They're a typical CAA program that they're a good football team that's going to challenge you in a lot of different ways. They're going to be physical. They're strong. Those are things that they do really well. Coach has done a great job building that culture, that program up there. And so when you look at these games, you're not just playing what you see on film. You're playing the culture of the program, right? And Coach has definitely built that up there. And so for us to be able to go up there, we're going to have to be able to match that piece. We're going to have to match that physicality. We're going to have to match that effort in that spot. It's just like any CAA football game. It's going to come down to a couple plays at the end, and we just got to make sure that we're doing what we have to do to put ourselves in those positions.
Getting the win on Saturday before you head out on a road trip and getting that conference win, how much momentum do you feel like that maybe gives you?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, when you win, the sky's bluer, the grass is greener, your wife's prettier, all those things are better after a win. She'll go to church with you on Sunday because you're not a loser, in those spots. And so it's huge in that spot. That's why you play the game, is you play to win in those spots. And so that's huge for us to be able to get that confidence. It's huge for those kids in that locker room that are so young in this process, for them to see some of the results. It was great that we had a packed house. That they got to see how important football is to the Campbell community in Harnett County here. All those things are good. So it was a great weekend to be at Campbell. It kind of embodied everything that we think that we have going here at Campbell, and it's fun to see when those things come together for sure.
All right, Bracken, thanks so much for the time this afternoon, and I look forward to talking to you next Monday. All
Thanks, Rob.
right, thank you. That concludes our CAA Football Coaches Weekly Media Conference. Appreciate the coaches taking time to participate and the media members who joined us as well, and we'll do it again next Monday morning. Thanks very much.